Blog Talk Radio.
You know how to pick music. Let me tell you, that is. I love that intro. That intro is just perfect. That intro and the extra.
I love that too. Oh, so this is Leslie Federici and
Richard Cooper, and we're excited to have you on our show. Walk on the Well Side.
Yes. And you know what? I always forget to do this, but if anybody wants to call in here, you should see it. On your page, if you're looking at the episode, but it's not. It's 917-932-1766, and you just gotta call in.
You're better than me because I probably would have said something smart.
I'm sorry, I gave the wrong phone number. Whoops.
What? Oh my goodness.
Oh no, I guess that's
stop.
I guess
do it over again. No.
I guess that's
just
okay.
Kidding.
I guess
yeah, it's okay.
Stick with that number, 917-932-1766. Yes. All right, baby, we got stuff to talk about tonight, yes?
Yes, we do. We certainly do. Like we have every week, right? Well, you know, so today's topic is staying focused on your goals, and it's all about mindset. Prior to the show, everybody, Leslie and I were having a really interesting discussion, and we were just talking about the millennials and people that we were looking to partner with. But the reason why I wanted to say that is because there's one in particular, young entrepreneur, and this all ties into a mindset. And I don't know if he should be listening, but his name is Damien. He said he was going to come on the show and listen. But he's a dynamo. And when you talk about mindset, when I look at him, I see a genius in the making. I mean, when we talk about mindset, what I've learned about mindset is that it's everything that we have to do or we want to do in our lives, whatever goals that we're trying to set, or anything like that. In order for us to achieve those, we have to have the mindset to do it. And so I'm watching people like Damien and other mentors and coaches that I follow that teach that in order to be successful in anything in life, it doesn't matter what it is, it all starts in the head. It starts between those two ears. I mean, what's your take on that?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely agree. And I'm going to be writing more about that because if you don't get your head straight, nothing in your life is going to be right for you.
Right.
You got to get your head straight.
Yeah. That's right.
And I learned it from taking on the gym and exercising. Because it's physical, right? It's physical.
Right.
And so because it's physical, you know, your mindset, if your mindset isn't ready to get physical, well, forget it. So you really have to work your mind to produce the physical results of working out in the gym. I don't know if that made sense.
It made perfect sense. It's a great analogy because when you talked about working out your mind, well, I mean, kind of you can look at your mind, even though we know it's not a muscle, but it's like exercising a muscle. If you mm-hmm. work your mind out every single day, and you do something which is called the compound effect. You do something a little bit every day, and you discipline yourself in your mind. You're basically exercising your mind like you're exercising your body. So the first thing you did, and I did, and other people have done, is in order for us to be able to take that next level or step, we had to exercise our mind and get our mindset right. And the way to do that is to do something every single day find something that you want to go for, and then start taking steps towards it every single day, even if it's just something really small. Like, for example, getting up in the morning. Let's just say you want to get some exercise in. Well, some people don't know how to, they don't have the strength, or their health condition, it doesn't allow them to be able to go out and sprint, you know, and run the 5K
right.
or whatever it is.
Right.
But it's just getting up. But even if it's a 10-minute walk, a 15-minute walk, and or every day, and then each day you just take it a step further, just one little step further. And so you're reprogramming your mind by saying every day from now on, because this is my routine is, as far as reprogramming my mindset, every morning when I get up, I put on a YouTube video of something that is a coaching. It's not necessarily just motivational, but it's more of a motivational mix with coaching. And what I like to hear first thing in the morning is something that is going to propel me forward in the positive direction I want to go. And that's how my mindset starts, you know, clicking. It makes
yep.
perfect sense, though, and it works, too, because now I'm actually sending these out to different people that I know in my inner circle, and you've probably even gotten some of them. And,
yes.
And I have family members that tell me that they look forward to getting whatever the next video or something I'm going to send them every day. So it's all about the mindset, is being determined that you're going to go ahead and do something and sticking to it. And no matter what mood you feel like you're in, maybe you're in a bad mood, or maybe somebody might have said something, or maybe your dog, you know, had a little accident and is looking at you with a guilty expression on his face. I mean, that's a whole different story. that could shake your whole mindset off. But you know what I mean?
So what you're doing is you're actually creating a new habit. By reinforcing it every single day. And that's the thing that you got to do. You got to do it every day. You know, and explain compounding in case anybody, because I know what you're talking about. I read his book, Darren Hardy. I have it. And explain what it is to anybody that's, like, listening. Compounding.
So basically the way the compound effect works is, the compound effect is, you know, simply put, it's taking little steps every single day. See, people think, Leslie, that they have to go out there and they've got to take these big, giant leaps. So some people can do that. But there's a lot of people out there, they get scared from taking these
right.
big, giant leaps. Some people don't have the courage to do it. And so they have to start out kind of small. So basically, the compound effect is just basically like taking baby steps every single day, just something different. Even look, doing something every day is sure a whole heck of a lot better than doing nothing, you know?
Right.
And so what even I feel, I get a sense of accomplishment every day when I do something small, you know, and it could be something small as listening to, you know, maybe about a good 30 minutes of something, a few minutes or 30 minutes of some kind of coaching or teaching that's going to get your mind right. So essentially what the compound effect is exactly that. You're really just taking small steps every single day. And when you actually do that, eventually what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up elevating yourself to a higher level, which is really cool. And I've actually been watching people do this. I've seen their growth. I've seen people that started out posting, for example, there's like, again, I'm going to mention them again. I'm giving a little plug. His name is Damien. I really admire him. And I keep saying that, Leslie, I admire him because what he does is he, no matter what's going on in his life, if he sets his mind to doing something, he does it. I mean, every day he's got a video challenge on Facebook. He's doing a so many day challenge right now, and he's going through this challenge every single day on Facebook. And what he'll do is he will challenge people, and he's actually challenged me before, and he will challenge me or other people to come on there and do a video of a specific topic, what our take is on it, just something really short. And I love it. I love it because that to me is a really, he has a very strong, fresh mindset. And so that's really the key there too. Is but again, getting back to what you said earlier about the compound effect, really all it is just taking baby steps. Just taking little baby steps and doing something every single day. In fact, you know what? I have a book right here, and basically it says it talks about jumpstarting your income and your life and your success. And it's let's see, the best way to summarize this is it's basically just that. It's a real simple program that shows you how to take little baby steps and do something small every single day. And then he gets into the psychology of what the compound effect is. Because what ends up happening is kind of like compounding interest. There was an analogy that was given that talks about compounding interest. If you do something small, and if you invest something small and it compounds over a period of like so many days, it turns out you end up having a huge investment over a shorter period of time.
Right,
so really the
right.
compound effect is like a compound investing. Something small and it just compounds over and over again every day. And before you know it, you are at the level that you want to achieve. If that makes sense.
Yep, it does. No, it does. And see, that's why it's so important, you know, that we're talking about this, because I just know that your mindset, I just wrote a post on this. It's called The Mindful Bruise. And yeah, that's the title of the post. And it talks about how, you know, even though I have a good mindset, okay, I can still be susceptible to a day like not going my way, and I can get bummed out. And then, you know, what used to be is I would go days or weeks being depressed over this one thing that I wouldn't probably even be able to remember, because I just went down this slippery slope of negativity, right? But when you learn mindfulness, you learn actually how to catch the shift in your thinking so that you can snap yourself out of it. And that's what I call the mindful bruise, is having a bad hour or a bad day, but you catch your thoughts and the direction that they're going into, and you snap yourself out of it. So I call that the mindful bruise. And so what I want to say is that a lot of people, they have bruises that are like going on like forever, and they don't do anything about it. And that's not good. So you got to train your brain. You got to get that mindset. You got to get things straight in your head. And even if, so let's take exercise, because that's so physical, because that's part of my post that I wrote. I had a bad day. I didn't want to go. I didn't go. And I was starting to feel tired. Nothing was happening. I didn't see any changes, blah, 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 blah. And I just said, cut that out. So that was the mindful, that was the bruise, one bruise. But what most people do is that they'll linger on that, and that'll last for days, and they won't do anything, and then they give up because they didn't, you know, stop it and just get back on the wheel again. You know what I mean? So it's the mindset. You really got to work with the mind. You got to, like, you know, and you become so much stronger. And that compound effect is perfect, because it's an easy way to kind of work yourself into a new way of being. And then it's like eating food, you know. If sugar's bad for you, we know that. If you stop eating sugar, your body's going to take like a month or two to get used to it. But then after that, it's smooth sailing. So it's the same thing with your mind and your mindset. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's a great point that you brought up, too, because what I've learned to condition myself to do whenever a situation like that happens, you know, from a mind perspective, is I go, stop it, Richard, stop it now. No, I really don't scream it out loud like that, because it would probably scare some people. But no, what I typically did, I literally will tell myself to stop it. And then I will think about the end result of the goals. I think, because one of the things that Tony Robbins talks about, you know, when it comes to mindset, Somebody wanted to join on our radio show. Love it. We have a new guest on the show. It's Barky.
Yes.
Barky, what do you like to say? Barky even agrees to us about the mindset. So,
what's going on is Frankie's being intimidated by a cat.
Oh, okay.
They
cats
don't
know
get
how
along.
To do that.
Yeah, cat. The cat is like outside the door, and tapping at the window and sticking her tongue out.
Yeah, because the cat knows that that barrier that is between the two of them is that
yep.
big door, that glass door, and that the dog is not strong enough to crash through it, and that's why it has the confidence to stand off that. And you know what? That's what that's how we should look at the from a mindset perspective in setting our goals. You know, on the other side of that glass is a cat that is just taunting us and everything that's keeping us from reaching those goals, and we're getting really frustrated. You know, and, you know, the best way to overcome that, which is probably a poor analogy, the best way to overcome it is, I've been there before too, Leslie, it's like you get on a roll and you're focusing on some goals and then all of a sudden something happens, life
yep.
happens.
Yeah.
And what I realized is that it's okay, as I said before, to have a moment of reflection, as long as, you know, here's the thing. Jim Rohn said if you have a child, for example, that makes a mess or makes a mistake, don't leave them there in the mess. Don't leave them there in the mess. You go there and you let them know that it was wrong, but don't leave them in it. So we have to look at ourselves kind of like that too. We're just these grown children, and sometimes we have things that happen, you know, to us
right.
in our lives. But the thing is we just have to learn how to accept it and find something else that is going to get our that is going to preoccupy our attention, that is totally the opposite of what that is, to take our mind off of it and do something productive. Because mindset is really what I do is I turn things around and I start doing things productive, something that's going to move me forward. And, you know, and sometimes what I'll even do is I will actually inspire someone else. Because
yep.
I found out that when I'm reaching out and or listening to someone else and giving them advice or inspiring them, then whatever it was that I was dealing with goes away. So that actually ties into this whole thing about the mindset, you know, and the goals. We have to learn to ignore those things that are distracting us from reaching those goals and start focusing and giving more attention, you know, to the things that are actually going to help move us in the right direction. And also people, because, you know, we have well-meaning people in our lives, right? Well-meaning people in our lives that have so-called, quote-unquote, good advice. And
right.
they're speaking that, quote-unquote, advice to us from a carnal perspective, which they don't really know what they're talking about. And we're trying to be nice and not tell them that they don't know what they're talking about. So it's really this the company that we keep as well, too. You know, that contributes to our mindset.
So great discussion. So if somebody was listening, and how could we tell them how to focus on their or how to shift their mindset to stay focused? What would be the steps that you recommend?
The first step is it all comes down to one thing: making a decision. That's the bottom line, because either you do or you don't. Or you will or you won't. And so
right.
if we make a conscious decision that we're going to do this no matter what and stick to it, then everything is going to fall into place. I mean, that's where it starts, Leslie. I mean, right in the head, it starts between the ears. We decide that we are going to do it. That's the first thing, advice I would give to someone. Decide that you want to do it. No matter what anyone else out there in the world says to you that says you can't do it, do it anyway. I'm a rebel. If someone tells me that I can't do anything or do something, I do it anyway. I do the exact opposite of what they tell me to do. Now, if it's something that was potentially harmful, then of course that's, and they're giving me advice not to do it, then that's a different story. But if there's someone
right.
that has no experience, they're not as in that successful realm that they claim to be giving you advice on, I do the opposite.
Right. Well,
so that's my advice.
I tend to agree with that. I think if everybody's doing something one way, I tend to go the other way.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the bottom line is that, and another thing you mentioned, too, the whole thing, you know, staying focused on your goals is all about mindset, is there are people that will come into our lives that will influence us in a good way, and there are some that will come into our lives and influence us in a way that they're comfortable with, and that's not and their best interest. So, as part of that decision in the mind, as far as the mindset is concerned, first and foremost, decide that you're going to do it, and then also, in order to do it, start hanging out in the circles of the people that are going to help you to go in that direction, and start listening to the things and doing the things that are going to take you in that direction, even if you don't feel any kind of results or see any.
Right, right. Well, the results will come eventually, but you just have to stick with it.
And the mind is like a muscle. The mind is like a muscle. You know, basically, you just have to keep exercising it every day, and also the nutrition that we put in our minds. You know, the nutrition we put in our mind. If we sit around and we watch a bunch of reality TV shows, we watch the news, and it's nothing but bad news anyway, or we just watch a bunch of stuff that is not, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little entertainment because we are human beings. We're not dead, for goodness sakes. But the fact is that a majority of our time, if we're not where we need to be, needs to be focused on the things that are going to feed our minds from a nutritional perspective so that we can get the nutrition in our brain that we need in order to exercise that muscle, if you will, of our mindset. So that's really the key there too. It's just what we put in. We've both have heard the saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
You know?
Right. But I'm of the because I know how to do this. I know how to do mindful meditation, but I don't like to call it mindful meditation because right away everybody's going to be thinking of little guys running around with orange robes and bald heads. And it doesn't have to be that way. So I call it unraveling.
Uh-huh.
I call it unraveling. And it's a way to learn. It's a skill that you learn so that you can catch the negative thoughts and change them in an instant. And
it is.
It's called unraveling, and that's what I like to teach and talk about because it's life changing. And when you're able to shift your mindset from negativity to a positive place, that's when you get back on the decision train that you can keep going.
That's right. And, you know, and then
going
it becomes,
towards your goal.
Go ahead.
Huh? What?
And it becomes so much easier too. After
right.
a while, it's almost effortless.
Right.
But you
exactly.
know what? I don't know if you ever recall Jim Rohn saying this. I mean, he's since passed away. But he said to stand guard at the door of your mind. And, you know, I started visualizing myself literally standing at this door of my mind, and when thoughts would knock at the outside of the door, I'd open it up and I'd stand there with my arms crossed and go, yeah,
yep.
What do you want?
Well, you know,
you're not coming in here.
That's a very good visualization. That's a very good tool because that works. And, athletes do it. Athletes visualize their success, winning, you know, awards and stuff like that. So visualization is very powerful, you know.
It really is, Leslie, because what we think is what we are. I mean, even Dr. Shackley, who was a philosopher in his and a man before his time, he talked about that, you know, what you think is what you are, you know. If you think you are, you are, you know. When your mind is going to take on the persona of whatever thoughts that you allow it to take on, and you are going to physically feel it. I can't tell you, you know, how painful it can be and how blissful it can be depending on that one thought. And I'm deciding on being happy and content, and like Tony Robbins said, to learn how to be happy no matter whatever state that I am in my life. Be happy. And that's a powerful mindset. Boom, baby. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
I know.
Yes.
So do you have any what are some of your favorite resources that you use? Because I know you use a lot of stuff, and I mean, obviously, you're using some really good stuff because of the fact that you're in a gym now and everything like that. Your whole, I mean, you've just transformed, Leslie, in the last, what, 2 or 3 years?
You think so?
Oh, heck yeah, because I remember there were times that, well, it was a long time, it was more than that, but I remember there was a time where you just completely changed. You went from timid. I think you were kind of timid at one point, but you knew what you wanted to do, except in your own little world, you were like this powerhouse. But there were times when you would talk. I mean, you know, you would could tell me about different things, and I would tell you about different things. But you just I wouldn't say that you didn't you weren't as confident, but what I'll say is you just seem a lot more centered, and you definitely have a lot more power in whatever it is that you're trying, what you're striving to do. I mean, and it shows. It shows on your page. Your social media channels, it shows in the videos that you do. I mean, I think it even started when you first broke through and started doing the videos. So, and I saw your mindset changing at that point.
Yes, I'm definitely in a different place. So, here's who I like to tap into, Brendon Burchard.
About Brendon.
Got his book, Life's Golden Ticket. I have all his other books. I like Dr. Vitale.
Interesting. Dr. Vitale, I never heard of him.
Yep. He's, what's his first name? I forget. Dr. Vitale. But he writes a lot about hypnotic writing, the attraction factor. But it's really... For example, he was in part of his book. He was questioning why people go to networking meetings, right, to meet other people, but they don't bring a business card.
Right.
So somewhere in there, their mindset for fear or lack of confidence or something like that was holding them back to promoting themselves. And so he writes a lot about, there's a nice bit of spirituality involved, but it's not like overly heavy, but it makes a lot of sense to me. So
absolutely.
I read his stuff. It's very interesting, and I like he writes as if, and I also like it because of the way he writes. He writes as if you were like talking to him one on one. So
now that's clever. Very clever.
Yeah, it's very good reading. I don't know. So who else? Of course, I like Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, right?
Yep. Robin Sharma. Have you heard of him?
I never heard of him.
I love him.
No.
Robin Sharma. Mm-hmm. He's another motivational speaker, but he's eloquent with writing. I have his books.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about his book. He wrote a book called The Man Without a Title. It's all about how this young man starts out with a really negative attitude, but by the end of the book he realizes how important his job is, no matter if he's a janitor or a cook, or you know, it has had a lot to do with attitude and appreciating what they do. It was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It looks like we're about to sign off.
Oh, what time is it?
Time.
Oh, we just got cut off.
Awesome. Well, we're still I think we're still broadcasting, but thanks for coming on the show, everybody. And it was a great show. Great Blog Talk Radio.
I lost track of time. They just cut us off. All right, so we'll see you next week at 6:30 Saturday, same time, same station. This is Leslie Federici and
Richard Cooper. Have a great weekend, everybody.